stunned South Koreans are mourning the deaths of more than 120 people in a deadly subway arson attack. The families of the victims are growing angry at the pace of identifying their relatives. The city of Daegu has declared a five-day state of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's fire in its subway system. South Korean television on Wednesday ran hours of reports on the disaster, and newspapers are filled with stories and photographs. South Korea's president-elect, No Moo-hyun, has scaled down plans for his inauguration next week, canceling some events and adopting a more somber tone for others to reflect the nation's grief. Authorities say it could take months to identify the dozens of dead. Many bodies are badly burned, making identification extremely difficult. Approximately 135 others were injured and are being treated in hospitals all over the city. An inferno swept through two crowded subway trains Tuesday, shortly after the morning rush hour in Daegu, South Korea's third largest city. Officials believe it was started by a former mental patient who tossed a milk carton filled with flammable liquid into a subway car and set it alight. The suspect survived and is hospitalized with moderate injuries. Frantic relatives have spent the past day searching for their loved ones at hospitals and morgues.
말로 표현할 수 없어요. 가정이 완전히 깨지는 거입니다, 지금. 둘이 같이 있다가 하나 떨어져 버리죠.
This man says he can't describe what he is feeling. He says his family is broken. Two family members are gone. Many relatives say the government is moving too slowly to identify victims and locate the missing. Television reports have shown relatives angrily confronting officials demanding answers. Police and medical personnel are also trying to find more than 300 people listed as missing. Officials say that number is probably inflated, with some names listed more than once. Many people in South Korea are demanding to know how a small fire so quickly became a major disaster. Some news reports say the incident shows that South Korea is ill-prepared to handle a terrorism attack or similar emergencies. Kate Pound-Austin, VOA News, Seoul.